You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government is introducing a new bill to Parliament today aiming to fast-track consent processes for economic activities such as farming and mining. I talk about the bill with Greenpeace spokesperson Genevieve Toop while she was outside Parliament protesting it going ahead. Here is that interview. Why is Greenpeace protesting outside Parliament today?
Today we've installed a 4 metre high tap, which is pouring real cow effluent here at Parliament, because the government is introducing a bill to fast track consents for new developments with little regard for nature. Those could include things like new corporate mega dairy farms and irrigation dams, which we know are going to cause more water pollution. But it's not just new corporate mega farms or dams. This fast-track consent bill could be used to greenlight other new developments that are really dangerous to the environment, like seabed mining and mines on conservation land. So we're calling on the Luxon government today to scrap the bill altogether.
Why cow poo being used in the protest? Is this just to attract the attention of the MPs?
The cow effluent is used because what's happening across the country is that we have severely polluted rivers and lakes, and rural communities across the country are facing nitrate contamination in their drinking water, which is posing human health risks. Now, this is down to the intensive dairy industry, and what this fast-track bill could be used for is to basically greenlight new corporate mega dairy farms and more irrigation dams, and that's just going to make the freshwater crisis much worse.
Russell Norman has previously described this government as being in a war against nature. Is that what today shows?
Yeah, so this fast-track bill is just one of the assaults on nature that this government is planning. Later this year, they have told us they plan to dismantle, essentially, the freshwater protections laws that we have in Aotearoa. And that's just going to facilitate more intensive dairying and other polluting industries that will end up causing major problems for our freshwater and also for the wider environment.
You mentioned earlier that apart from the intensive farming and other issues, this consent process could be used to bring back seabed mining. Can you elaborate on this?
Yeah, so basically what we know of the bill so far is that it's looking set to give pretty unbridled power to just two ministers to basically cut the public and Tangata Whenua out of decision-making and really fast-track through things like seabed mining, which is a very dangerous and risky new process that an international mining company is trying to do off the coast of Taranaki. It's basically an open cast mine under the seafloor and has huge impacts on the marine environment and the marine ecosystem. And the community down there is very opposed to it. And so that's why we're really concerned that this fast-track bill will just sweep aside that opposition, bypass our environmental protection laws, and let seabed mining go ahead.
Assuming today is the first reading, how likely is this bill to become law?
Well, we don't know how much engagement we're going to be able to have as the public with this law as it goes through its three readings. We're going to be fighting it every step of the way, and I know there are many other environmental organisations and hapu and iwi who are also really concerned about the bill and will be working to stop it from going ahead.
Is this bill being passed under urgency?
The House isn't under urgency, as I understand at the moment, so we don't think it's going to be passed under urgency. However, we are concerned they'll restrict the ability of us and others who are concerned about this bill from having a say in it. But we yet to see that kind of detail, and we should see that come out today.
Clearly, there is wide opposition to the bill. As far as you know right now, how can people who oppose the bill be vocal in that situation?
Well, what we are doing here today is we're taking a very strong stand. We've just had the Minister of Agriculture come past and have it stop for a quick chat to have a look at our tap. So we're making sure the government hears really clearly today that we are calling on them to scrap this fast-track bill. It's not only going to be bad for nature, it's also going to be bad for our democracy. So we're calling on all New Zealanders to take that stand with us. This fast track bill could have huge ramifications if those development projects get rushed through that have impacts on our neighbourhoods, our communities, our drinking water, the oceans, rivers, lakes and the wider environment.
That was Greenpeace spokesperson Genevieve Toop on a bill aimed at fast-tracking consent processes, which is entering Parliament today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.